Blog Talk Radio.
I hate these damn technical difficulties.
There you go. Hey! We back! Your man Beach Bump Gun live on the off ramp. We back, baby. I know it's been a little bit of hiatus. July 11, 2019. My bad for taking 2 weeks off. The funny thing is, I didn't mean to take 2 weeks off. I meant to take a week off because I was driving out of town two Thursdays ago, dropping off the kid to the in-laws, and last Thursday, you know, it's amazing how different your life is when you have kids. You just don't realize how much your life revolves around your kids. So last week was the first, like, full week that I had without a kid, and I did absolutely nothing. I didn't do a show. I went to work. I came home, and I just sat on the couch. It was glorious. So by the time Thursday came, I forgot to do a show. So my bad, folks. But we back, man. If you want to call in, 929-477-3975. We can discuss a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, been gone for 2 weeks. The funny thing is, since the kids been gone, this week snuck up on me. I wasn't even really prepared for the night, but I got my man Hov on the line. I'm sure we can rap about something. You know, I definitely wanted to talk about some controversial stuff, but since I got my man Hov on the line, we'll probably talk some sports, man. What's good, Hov?
What's good, B? Man, chilling,
much, man.
Just celebrating. Just celebrate a little bit. Birthday, man. Chilling. No, I ain't celebrating no more.
Yeah, man. Nephew turning six, man. What'd you do? A lot of cake? A lot of ice cream? What we got going on?
Nah, man. We went to Chili's, bro. And then just went to Chili's, ate. He got a little cake, but then we have a bowling party for him on Saturday when his friends are coming out. So he got a second installment to celebrate. But he already, I told you, he bought his Nintendo Switch, so he got that thing. So he'd be with that every time he can get a spare minute, bro.
Yeah. Mine's playing his as we speak in Kentucky. I was supposed to call him and talk to him, but I didn't call him. So let me ask you something. Because, you know, I like analyzing silly shit. So, you went to Chili's for my nephew's birthday. Does anybody still get baby back ribs? Because isn't that what Chili's is known for?
I've had them before, but I didn't get them this time. I just got some wings. I wasn't even that hungry.
Oh, okay. So, I don't think I've ever seen anybody get
them. That came out on that song with the baby back ribs, you know.
Baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby. Chili's. I should have been in a
church. Yeah, that's
choir,
one.
Just been to too many churches in my life. So, yeah, so you had a good time? Had a good. So, okay, so let me ask you something about 6-year-old birthdays. Me and your kid is, your kid and my kid is 3 days apart. My kid's older by 3 days. This was the first year I didn't spend my kid's birthday with him. Left him in Kentucky. So now your kid's having his party on Saturday, but his birthday is today. Do I owe my kid a party when he gets back? I feel like I don't owe him nothing.
You don't owe him nothing. If you haven't talked about a party, he probably not thinking about a party.
Nah, he just wants toys.
Man,
I think he's mad at
toys, bro.
think he's mad at my mother-in-law, yo. The man called. I talked to him the other day on his birthday. He said, yeah, we went to Walmart. I wanted a toy. Grandmom ain't give me the toy. So I'm sad now. I was like, yeah, it happens, bro. It happens. It's part of life. So you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But yo, man. Let's talk about like parenting and stuff. So now I'm not sure how they. Okay, well, let me ask you something. How bad do your grandparents, do your parents and your wife's parents, when they're watching your children, how terrible from their regular schedule program is it versus like what y'all do? That's probably a bad way to say it. I get my question is this. Your kids have a schedule when they're with y'all. When they're with the grandparents, how much off the schedule do they go, and do you complain about it?
I mean, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because my people live in Jersey, so they don't ever stay with us.
Yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
If they not with us, they sleeping over a friend's house, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once they sleep over a friend's house, all bets are off.
Yeah. Now, have you let your youngest sleep over somebody's house yet?
Sebastian?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say his political name, but or his government. But yeah, your youngest.
Yeah.
How many youngest you got? I know the age.
I didn't hear what you said. It broke up. All I heard was son.
My bad. Have you let your youngest kid, your youngest child, do the sleepover thing yet?
He has, but only with his brother. And so one of my boys, he has a 7-year-old and then a 9-year-old. So they all play together playing football. So he slept over his house, but with his brother.
Okay.
He's not going anywhere dolo. He don't behave well enough for that, bro.
Yeah. He
wouldn't do that to nobody.
What'd he be doing out there?
Kid's emotional, man.
No way.
Pure emotional. Never know when breakdown's coming.
Yeah, I just don't trust my kid to not piss in somebody's bed, y'all. Like my kid, like at home, my kid's good because I can regulate how much fluids. Like my kid's a drinker; he's not an eater. So when he's in our custody, like I know that you're getting cut off at 6 o'clock. You're getting cut off 6:45 because he'll drink a gallon of milk in one sitting. When he's in other people's care and he be giving them the googly eyes, I'm so thirsty. It'd be 11 o'clock at night. Man, they be giving him all types of juices and stuff. I'm like, man, you gonna have that man pissing in your house. So I can't trust him with the sleepover yet, yo. Not till he learns if someone gives him drinking late night, that he can control his bladder good enough, man. The man ain't got good meat control yet. Not when it comes to late night.
Yeah, we started using your trick, yo.
What's that?
Waking them up in the middle of the night. Like, after we started doing that, that took, like, we probably did it for, like, a month. And then after that, he been good. Like, I haven't, one waking, he wakes up himself now.
Oh, yeah, my kid's still on wake up. Yo, my kid be out, yo. And, yo, I know my kid's a heavy sleeper. This kid fell off the couch the other day, yo, and still knocked out. I woke up to make him pee in the middle of the night because he was out late with his cousins drinking and partying. I was like, all right, well, let me, I'm at this. Yeah, that sounded terrible. He was up drinking and partying with his cousin. But he was. He was drinking juice and all that stuff. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to have to wake him up in the middle of the night just to make sure he don't piss on nothing. And he wanted to sleep on the couch and outside, like out in the living room with his cousins. And I was like, this ain't going to be a good idea. He's going to fall off the couch. And my in-laws and my brother-in-law and all the cousins like, oh, no, he'll be fine. He's so small. He could fit on that big couch. I'm like, y'all understand my kid. They're, oh, no, he's good. Man, I walked out there 1 a.m. to make him piss. That kid laid out on the floor snoring. I was like, see? Hello. Fell off, didn't even wake up.
Oh, yeah. Little man, the little man definitely fall asleep and fall off his bed. You'll just hear a doom. Like, yeah, hope he goes back to sleep. He won't even get up.
Does he wake up when he falls asleep?
I don't know. We don't go in there.
Yeah, just let him be.
You don't go in there. He'll just either stay asleep or get back in his bed and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Either way, he's cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. I'm with you. But hey, man, I'm glad our tip helped y'all out, man. I mean, he's definitely a lot better, but if we're hanging out and somebody's parent gives him a juice box at 11 o'clock at night, because it's not like he'll just drink one juice box, yo. He'd be convincing my neighbors. Like, he'd be over at my neighbor's house because they got a kid who's a couple years older than him that he likes hanging around with. And we'll be over there drinking, just chilling. The next thing I know, he got like 4 juice box in him, yo. And it's like 10:30 at night, yo. I'm like, oh, this ain't good.
Just be ready for it, yo. Like, it's not fun.
Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, does he want some chicken? Does he want some food? He don't want nothing to eat, yo. Just all drinks, yo. But, all right, man. Enough about it. We can always reminisce about kids. I can always call you about that. We get to the matter at hand, man. Where we want to start off with? Breaking news, CP3 to OKC.
Yeah. Yo, the craziest thing, bro, is as good as CP3 is, yo, how the man keep getting traded, yo?
He's a player
that nobody wants, yo.
Nobody likes him, yo. Like, everybody, by all accounts, CP3 is a rough human being. And I mean, and as much as we hung out, I didn't notice it. I thought he was cool when I hung out with CP3. But apparently, oh man, we must be getting storm signal going out. All right, but apparently, you know, he's just, people don't like him, man, because he's a good point guard. He doesn't shoot nearly as much as he should, but he is getting older. But I don't know, man. He's always expendable. I mean, he tried to do the bad thing is, if we're really talking hoops, the NBA ruined his career when they didn't let him go to LA.
Oh, that would have been a crazy trade, bro.
He'd have won 2 ships.
Yeah.
Because that would have been, who would that have been? That'd have been CP3, Kobe, Gasol, Lamar Odom. Like, that's a crazy lineup. That would have been considered a super team.
Yeah. It'd have been ridiculous, bro.
So, and they had a
ridiculous
shot. They had a shot.
NBA shut it down, yo.
Yeah, man. And so I think ever since then, oh snap, happened Leonard. Old episodes.
What?
Yeah, you ever watch this show called Happen Leonard?
Never even heard of it.
It's crazy. You need to watch what's my show with the drunk sports center? Brockmire. You need to sit down one day and give me 3 hours of Brockmire. No homo, that sounded terrible. And yeah, you just need to sit down for 3 hours and watch the show Brockmire and text me, yo. As a sports fan, it is one of the funniest shows you'll ever watch. Yeah. But anyway, so back to CP3. So you think it's a good trade for Houston? Because I don't know how that helps Houston.
I mean, I think it helps Houston because as good as CP3 was, it was like they ran ISO ball, and they only got one man that was really ISOing and going off the dribble and actually killing. Now you got 2 guys. I mean, if you're going to play ISO ball, you putting 2 of the best ISO guys on the court, you know?
Yeah, but does that really help you? Because your defense is still going to help off of it. The only good thing is that if Westbrook does the ISO ball, he can kick back out to Harden. And Harden's a great catch-and-shoot guy, whereas CP3 should have been, but he just didn't shoot enough for my liking. But if you're still playing iso ball, the ball's going to stop. It don't matter who else is on the court if all you're doing is playing 105.
Yeah,
all you're doing
right.
is saying
but
that I want to give Harden
you
a break.
You can never leave Harden open.
You can never lose who?
You can never leave Harden open. Like, nobody collapsed down on CP3 off the dribble. You know what I mean? You got to collapse down on Westbrook.
Yeah, I hope Westbrook gets healthy.
Yeah.
I hope
yeah,
because,
good.
I mean, a lot of people say, now, what else did they get? I didn't see all the details because I was preparing for the show.
Oh, I saw it.
It was one-on-one?
And a bunch of picks, I think. It looked like OKC got a bunch. Hold on. I could check it while I was standing here. I just had it up.
Oh, okay. Well, while you check that, we talk a little bit more about this trade. I mean, I guess OKC is in a rebuilding phase. They got a bunch of picks for Paul George. They're going to get a bunch of picks for CP3. I guess.
Paul George in L.A., bro.
Yeah, that's what OKC got a lot of picks for him.
Oh, I thought you said. I got you. Never mind. I missed what you said.
Look at all them bats. Yo, you ever watch Hostile Planet?
Nope.
Yo, it is. Yo, it makes me. It makes. Okay. I see. I really want to get on two different. I really want to get on so many different topics. That's why we call this the offering. It makes me think humans aren't meant to survive. Like, the reason why humans can't get along and we're going to destroy this earth is because the earth
yeah.
is just violent. The earth itself, the solar system, everything is chaotic and built for destruction. But
yeah, I haven't, but.
Yo, it's just nuts, yo. It's just nuts, man. You see these hawks grabbing these bats out the air, killing them. It's crazy. But so, all right, so what you got? So what OKC get for CP3?
So the Rocket send two protected first-round picks in 2024 and 26. And two pick swaps in 2021 and 2025. So they don't get anything immediately except for the player.
Yeah, they're sending a lot. You know, a lot of teams are violating their future, yo. Like Boston and OKC, and there's going to be a lot of teams with like 100 picks in like the next 3 years. Just because so many teams give away so many picks.
Yep.
But draft picks don't matter.
You look at lottery picks and you look at how many pan out and how long it takes them to pan out. Like, it's kind of crazy when you actually look at who the top five picks were in like the last six drafts and you see how many people are actually even all-stars. Like, it's not
yeah,
a high
I mean,
percentage.
Look at Andrew Wiggins. They were going to consider him one of the a great new utility player. Like he's not even a factor in Minnesota.
Yeah,
it's rare that picks. I mean, the funny thing is, if we compare in sports like basketball, and football, and baseball, a star means so much in the NBA. It's worth trading all those picks. Like, I get why L.A. traded for AD like that. I get why the Clippers traded for Paul George to team up with a free agent like Kawhi. Because a player means so much in the NBA, but it's crazy how, like you say, you have a draft every year. You know, you got three rounds of draft. Only the first five picks really, really matter, and probably only two of them will pan out in a great, great sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you hope Zion. You look at Zion and say Zion's going to be great in the NBA. Okay. He went number one. Then you look at J.J. Barrett at New York Knicks, and you say you hope he's a good NBA player, but you don't see greatness. He can't even shoot right now, which is crazy to me because I thought he was all right shooting in Duke, but In the summer league, he can't shoot at all.
Yeah, he's struggling in summer league.
And what pick did he go?
He'll
two,
be right, though.
Three?
I think he'll be
but
all
that's,
right.
I mean, but that's – I think he'll be all right, too. But when you're a team trading for picks and you get a top five pick, you don't want to all right. You know what I'm saying?
But in any other sport, I'd say you're right. But in the NBA, that's what's normal. Like,
which is,
for instance,
which is crazy to me.
Think about the 2016 draft, right? Ben Simmons went number one. And then Brandon Ingram, who's all right. Jaylen Brown, who's okay. You got Dragan Bender, who I don't even think is in the NBA anymore. Chris Dunn, don't know where Chris Dunn is. Buddy Hield, that's the top six picks, yo. Like, there's a couple people you may not even know who they are.
Buddy killed in Sacramento. I wanted to get Buddy. I understood the Simmons pick, but I wanted us to get Buddy. I like Buddy game. And when you got a name like Buddy, you're going to play for a while.
Yeah, but Simmons is definitely better.
But think about that draft you just named. You just named the top six picks, and the best kid out of that pick, I wouldn't classify him as a star, and he can't even shoot. And that's the best player in that draft. Like I get why NBA players trade so many picks, because you know a star when you see it, and you just hope you're lucky enough to get him. Like, we all knew LeBron was going to be great. We didn't know he'd be this great. We didn't know he'd be Jordan-esque. But we knew LeBron had the potential to be great, and he was going to be great. And Cleveland got lucky. We know Zion's going to be great. New Orleans got lucky.
Yep.
Cats like Kawhi Leonard, you don't really know. Steph Curry, you don't really know. You just hope some of them find that work.
Yeah, ruined Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, we didn't ruin Markelle. Markelle Fultz hasn't even reported to Orlando since we traded him a year ago.
I'm growing him. He's a good kid, so he went to Philly, yo. It happens a lot.
Had nothing to do with us. Look, man, Odell done changed his hair back. To his regular hair, even though he did wear a trash bag at the ESPYs. Did you watch the ESPYs?
I didn't watch it, but I did see. The. I don't know what they call that, John. It's not a vest. What do they call that?
I don't know. It looked like a trash bag. It looked like a jumper. It looked like a jumper trash bag.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean. Fultz, I actually feel bad about, because I really think that he had the potential to be a good slasher in the NBA, and that's when you get into the whole mental health stuff. Like, is he all right? Like, you know, he had that little hitch in his shoulder. I thought that if he could have got some mental help and stayed in the gym, he could have. Because I watched him at Washington, I liked his game. But, you know, that's how it goes, though. You know, if you're only good if you're on the field. You can't be you can't always be hurt, and, you know, people give you a lot of leeway for your potential. But, man, that kid played like 20 games for us. We couldn't have done him dirty. He didn't do nothing for us.
Y'all treated him bad out there, you know.
He just
but even his draft, like, I would say, I mean, the best player in his draft was Donovan Mitchell. He got drafted like 12.
Yep. Who went first in that draft?
Markelle
Fultz. Did Fultz go first with us, or did he go second? I thought we picked him second.
He went first. Lonzo went second.
Lonzo went second, so I'm thinking of Lonzo. Lonzo. And he can't shoot either. That's a tough draft.
Nope.
Man, I would have loved to have Donovan Mitchell. It's amazing what hindsight is, because Donovan Mitchell's a ball player. He's got to work on his field goal percentage. But he's a ball player.
Yeah, he's a volume shooter.
Yeah, but a lot of people are. You rarely find efficiency nowadays. The most efficient players now are shooting threes.
I mean, if you're out there shooting step back from 40 feet, like, clearly you're not worried about your efficiency.
I wonder if they're going to call that walk on Harden this year. You think they're going to let Harden keep doing that step back travel, or you think they're going to start calling it on him?
I think they're going to keep letting it go, you know?
Yeah, I'm watching this deer give this wolf the business show. Yeah, this show is crazy. Like, this deer is dodging this wolf, and then he just fell off a mountain. Yeah, the world is a wild. Place, yo. Like, how you run it from a wolf and then fall off a mountain?
Yeah, I'll say this, yo. Not tough. There was a NBA had a solid run of first picks between, like, 2015 to 2000, really 2008, yo.
Who's Carl Anthony Towns?
Andrew Wiggins wasn't really, well, yeah, Andrew didn't really pan out. And then Anthony Bennett, he ain't really pan out.
Nope.
But then Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, John Wall, Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose.
That's a good stretch right there. Those are all quality stars. Blake Griffin was a star. Derrick Rose was a star. Cat's a ball player, man. I don't know what happened with him and Jimmy Butler, but Cat's a ball player.
Yeah, he is.
John Wall was ball player. That kid's got to stay out the club, though. John got to get healthy.
Yeah. He out for about most of the year, ain't
he? Yeah. He's done until probably Christmas. Because he got hurt. And then he was doing his rehab. And then at home, he, like, tore, like, a quad or something while he was at home.
Yeah, he said he slipped in the bathroom. Yeah, that's probably not what happened, though.
Yeah. Not at all, yo. You probably got a guy like Le'Veon Bell, yo.
Hey, I meant to ask going back to the trade, did you hear the rumors, though, about CP3 and Harden?
Nah, did they tussle?
Nah, they ain't tussle, but they said that CP3 used to get on Harden, calling him gay, like, every day.
Oh,
said he was in there lighting him up. Like it's back in our TU days, yo. Just in there getting roasted in the locker room, B.
Yeah, and look, and that's something I will say. When I hung out with CP3, I told you, when I hung out with CP3 at the barbershop, he started cracking on me, yo. But you got to fire back at him. But that's crazy. Harden don't look like the joking type, yo.
Apparently he wasn't, you know.
I wonder why he would call him gay, though. The man's got a mean hit list, yo. Harden stayed with a stripper, yo.
Yeah, he probably needs to stay out the clubs himself, you know.
Yeah, but the kid's a shooter, yo. You can shooters keep shooting. Kid lives on the edge, yo. It's like my man, who's the quarterback from the program? Him. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
It wasn't Kane. Kane can go all. Yeah, it's Kane and Abel. That's his burger. Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep your edge, though, yo. Harden got to keep his edge, man. Shoot, keep shooting, man. You ever see a picture of him without his beard, yo?
A picture without his beard?
Yeah, like back in his Arizona State days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks nothing like him.
Yeah, the kid been growing a beard for like 10 years, you know.
Yeah, it's his signature. It's smart. It was smart of him. He looked a little crazy out there without his beard. It makes me scared to cut my beard off. Yeah, I might look a little crazy now, too, though. But going back to the trade though, what you saying though? That's crazy though. Like, so is that where the beef started? That Chris Paul was just cracking jokes on him too much. He got tired of it.
That's like the only report I've heard out of Houston about their issues, that CP3 just was clowning too much. You know, these dudes these days, man, they don't go for all that, man. They sensitive.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess growing up, we just grew up different because you knew, you know, you would crack jokes on people. 90% of the people would crack jokes back. But the people who wasn't for all the jokes, who didn't have the sense of humor, they'd tell you, like, yo, chill out, I'm going to punch you in your face. And then they punch you in your face if you keep joking. And then you got to figure out if they can fight or not. And even though you might win or lose the fight, you realize, you know what, I'm going to leave him alone. Because he's willing to fight for this, and it ain't that serious.
Yeah. Nowadays, it's called bullying, bro.
What, cracking jokes on people?
Yep.
But that's because of the internet, yo. The internet is ruthless, yo. I rarely get in the comment section. I don't think I've looked at a comment section until someone highlights, like, look at these comments. The comment section for stuff is ruthless. And if you don't have a good sense of humor or a good personality, that stuff can drive you crazy. Because what
mess you up, bro. I said it can mess you up.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Office show?
Yeah, I just started watching Office. I never really watched it. I'm confused because every time I throw it on, it's like a different season. Some people got married and had a kid, but before, I guess, they were engaged to somebody else and they were just jealous of each other. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows you'll ever watch.
Yeah.
It's one of the absolute best shows you'll ever watch.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You have Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix. We all got Netflix, man. Somebody got Netflix. If I ain't got Netflix, you got Netflix. If you ain't got Netflix,
I got Netflix.
Your wife got Netflix.
Yeah, you ain't got it. I'm going to give you my pass. I'm going to give you my information. But you just got to start at season one, and you just got to watch it, though. You can't jump in the middle. You just got to watch it. So, because all the jokes kind of set up, you have to understand the character. And so you just got to start from season one, episode one, and just watch it, bro.
Yeah, I definitely will. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at it. I wish you could watch this hostile planet show and watch it. Yo, this little ass wolf is walking on. What'd you say?
What channel does it come on?
Nat Geo.
Oh, I ain't got that.
Yo, they got these seals laying on the beach. This wolf tried to go up and snatch like a seal cub. Yo, that mom hobbled over there and smacked the shit out of that wolf. The world, it was just so humble because, like, first of all, the little seal pup was just sitting there. Like, the wolf sniffed him and then, like, looked at him and, like, just grabbed him up. And then you see this big ass seal waddle over and smack the shit out of the wolf. The world's a wild place, man. But yeah, I'm gonna definitely watch it, yo. I definitely think, oh man, they left the seal on the side. That wolf about to eat the seal. But I'm gonna definitely watch the Office from start to finish. Like I said, I was confused. Because I was definitely confused about what was going on. What'd you say?
So you did too much bouncing around.
Yeah, because it was just on
CBS. You got to start from the beginning.
Yeah, because my problem is that there's no really sports on. So, like, I'll just turn on, like, TBS, and they just got the Office running, so that I'll just see whatever episode's on. So, you know, but I would definitely watch it. Have you ever watched Arrested Development?
Nah, I always forget to watch it.
Yeah, so I watched The Office. You got to watch Arrested Development. Cause Arrested Development is crazy. Yo. That joint, it's one of those shows too where a lot of the jokes, like if you watch it from the beginning, by the time you get to season three, all the inside jokes are great, yo.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it.
All right. So what else? Is that all we got on the CP3 trade, man? I'm scared for my boy out Oklahoma City, man.
I mean, he ain't got nobody with him.
I know, yo. They ain't got, all they got is draft picks for the next 20 years. And my man, old, yo. CP3, old, yo. I think him and Carmelo are going to be the guys who come out the draft who never get a chance to go to the finals.
Is Adam still there?
Adams is still there. Unless he was part of that trade today.
Nah, he wasn't. Yo, I want to see how CP3 and Adams get along.
Yeah, Adams might kill him, yo.
Yeah, I was like, Adams looked like he's quick to put hands on somebody.
Yo, the man is wanted to be put to death in other countries, yo. Like, they might kill him. The man couldn't play against the Toronto Raptors because they felt that the Turkish government would come into Canada and kidnap him. That is crazy, yo.
That's next level, yo.
Yes, yo. Like, the man is considered a terrorist in the Turkish government.
And he's playing
in the NBA. Yo.
On TV every day, and they can't do nothing about it.
Yeah. Okay, so CP3 might want to watch his mouth, yo, because it's a good chance, yo. Yeah, Adams might put him in the locker, yo, and just not let him out, yo. Might stuff him in there, put the master lock on, and say, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, he might not. Might want to do too much talking. But he's got to be upset at the player right now.
Who's CP3?
Yeah. Like,
he barely had
a chance in Houston after this year.
Yeah.
He got no shot in Oklahoma, B.
Well, I don't think the plan has to be he doesn't stay. It's got to be a buyout. There's no way OKC is going to keep an old CP3 there. What it sounds like to me is that they're going to have a buyout. OKC is going to get some money back from CP3 on that terrible contract, and CP3 will end up in L.A. with LeBron and be his point guard.
Yeah, because Chris getting like $30 million, ain't he?
Yeah, yo, he just read up on a heavy deal.
Yeah, he's not worth $30 million at all. He was in his prime, but he ain't worth $30 million right now.
Nah, not at all. So it sounds like it's going to be a buyout because I doubt CP3 stays in OKC. I know his mom. I mean, his wife ain't happy about moving from Houston to Oklahoma City. I ain't never been to Oklahoma City, but I can only imagine that it's not as fun as Houston.
I went there once. Nothing like Houston. I've never been to Houston, but I know nothing like Houston.
We should be going to Houston in February, but I'll leave that topic for another day. But,
be interesting to see how many actually make it to the second annual trip.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of us taking flights, y'all. I don't know why. There's a lot of folks taking flights, but we should have a good crowd. I tell you, Brother Starks wants to come. He hit me up.
Oh, yeah?
He said he won't come out. So we'll see. And I saw J-Man the other day, so we rap about that off the line. But I guess we pretty much covered the trade, man. We'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. The NBA is interesting. Well, Kawhi, I mean, we never really talked about Kawhi. I mean, the Kawhi move to the Clippers really leveled out the playing field. Like, if Kawhi went to L.A., a lot of people would have been upset. A lot of people would have been screaming foul. And that team would have been a monster. LeBron, even an old LeBron, Kawhi, a prime Kawhi and a prime AD, that would have been a crazy team. That would have been nuts. That would have been better than what I think the Warriors put together. But the fact that he went to Clippers, I mean, the Clippers still got a hell of a team with Paul George, Kawhi, and Pat Beverly, and Lou Will. My girl got a girlfriend.
So their defense is outstanding, bro.
Yeah, they.
That defense
it's going to be tough to score on. Yeah, on the wings, they're just different.
They're just different.
But
you got two dudes on the court that can play 1 through 4. That's crazy.
I always say, though, things never really work out that well. So, okay, let's take super teams and just think about them, right? Let's take the new era. We won't go back to the Jordan era super teams. I mean, we obviously could if you think about Will and Kareem and Jordan and Rodman and all those guys. But if we start with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, like the first super team that linked together. They were together 4 years, won one championship. Is that considered a failure? Because I would think so.
I mean, but if the goal is to just win a ship, then no. Like,
is it worth putting three superstars to win one ship? I'd say, because it was an aging Kevin Garnett, I say, like, I don't think it was a. If Kevin Garnett was in his prime, yeah, it would have been a failure. But where Kev was in his game, nah, I think one championship was a good number.
I mean, Kev played for like 6 more years after he won that ship, though. It wasn't like it was the end. It wasn't like he won a ship and then rode off into the sunset. Like, he played for Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, he kept playing. But he was terrible.
He wasn't terrible. Terrible.
He was
strong.
Terrible in Brooklyn, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but that was at the end. But I'm just saying that he played for a good amount of time after that trade. Like, it wasn't like he was at the end in Boston. So, but I would still say that if you give me Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, you're talking about three Hall of Famers, three surefire Hall of Famers, and one of the best defensive point guards we've seen. I'd expect more than one ship.
You got to remember, Rondo wasn't that dude then.
He was still good defensively. I mean, I'm not accounting for Rondo for points, but if you got Kevin, Paul, and Ray, that's three Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but back then, Rondo was nothing. Rondo was just a new kid on the squad. Like, he wasn't an all-star back then. He made his name, like, because of the big three.
Okay, we'll take Rondo out. I'd still expect a trio of Paul, Ray, and Kevin to get more than one ship together.
During that time, I don't know. I can't remember who's in the league.
I mean, so who did they lose to? They lost to Sacramento. They lost to Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and that squad. They lost to LeBron, D-Wade, Bosh. They lost to LeBron. They lost to a LeBron Cleveland team too, didn't they?
I'm going home.
I think so. Because Kobe.
They lost
to
Detroit.
Too.
You know who they lost to? They lost to the Rip Hamilton Detroit team.
Yeah, so.
That's a failure. And I lost
to one in the 08. No, they're not failures, bro. You got to think they went in 07. 07 was 07, 08 was the first year they came together. and they won the ship. And then the next two they lost. 1 year they didn't make it, and the next year they lost to L.A.
To Kobe and them.
Right, like, it's not a failure. The teams that
hold
were
on,
out
they
there
lost,
were...
They lost to Kobe Gasol, right?
Yeah, they lost to the Gasol, yeah, the second Laker run.
Yeah, that's a failure. I'm calling that a failure. I they should have beat
Kobe's
that Kobe team.
Kobe was the best player in the league at that point, hands down.
I understand that. Not taking nothing away from Kobe. Kobe's the best player on that on the court in that year. Kevin or Ray Allen should have did more than to help win that series. Now, I'm talking hyperbole from what I remember. I wonder how dominant that L.A. team was. Like, I don't really remember the series that well. I don't know if it was a close series or not. But I would expect Kobe, Lamar Odom, Paul Gasol versus Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. That Boston team was better on paper. I'd have to go back and see how they really played together. Oh, they had Ron Artest, though. Was that the Ron Artest years?
Yeah, that was Metta World Peak.
Kobe, Ron Artest, Lamar Odom, Paul Gasol, that's a hell of a team.
Yeah, they had Derek Fisher. Don't forget about Derek Fisher, B.
Oh, was he still on there that year?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So they got to the finals 2 out of 3 years and won one. Well, they lost two
because
they lost to L.A. and then they lost to Detroit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd say it's a failure. Yeah, they should never lost to
the
Detroit,
one year
yeah.
I would say is that not making it the 08-09 season was a failure because Orlando went to the ship and not the Shaq Orlando.
No. Who did Orlando go to the ship with? Dwight Howard and that was a Dwight Howard. Who's the point guard from Jersey?
Tyronn Lue, bro.
No, he wasn't on Orlando, was he?
Yeah.
I was thinking of Jameer Nelson.
He was out there. Jameer Nelson was out there.
Yeah. And they had the shooters. That was the first time. Turkoglu. Yeah. That's the first time they put four shooters and Dwight Howard on the court. Yeah. That almost worked out for him, too. Yeah, so Boston's a failure, yo.
That's the only year I can say they failed, though.
That's a failed super team. You together.
That's the only year I can say it was a failure, though.
If you go 50-50, yo. No, Orlando was a failure. So they won one. They lost one to Kobe. How'd they lose the other one? Was that to LeBron? And
they didn't make it. So now we're in 2011.
Yeah.
With LeBron and them. Like, now Garnett's like 40, yo.
Alright, so who's the next super team after that? So that's the Miami team. LeBron, D-Wade. They won what? 2 out of 4?
Yeah, 2 out of 4, B.
That's a failure.
They
should have at least won 3. They should have won 3 out of 4. They should have never lost to Dallas series.
Dallas beat the brakes off them, though.
Yeah, that was a tough one for Brown. He had to grow up after that. But
that was Dirk was in his bag that series, bro.
Yeah. So I call that a failure. Even though them losing to San Antonio, I don't know if you're going to give me that. Boston lost to L.A. wasn't a failure. I don't know if Miami losing to San Antonio is a failure. San Antonio is one of all-time great teams. But losing
after
to
you
Dallas,
won two in a row? That's a failure. After you've already won two, losing is a failure.
Dog, but Boston won one and they lost to Orlando and then they lost to L.A. Was it just because it's the number two? That don't make sense.
I would say because Miami was a true super team with all of those guys in their prime.
I mean, so was San Antonio. I mean,
I don't think Boston was.
Who?
I don't think
you
Boston
wouldn't call Boston
was
a super team.
I would, but not at the level of Miami.
And D Wade wasn't in his prime. We like to say D Wade wasn't in his prime. D Wade fell completely off after LeBron left. I love D Wade, but that man probably could still play a couple minutes in the league. But after LeBron left, did he make an All-Star game after LeBron left? That man went for.
I mean, he did, but it doesn't matter because it's all fan voting.
Yeah, he went from Cleveland to Chicago. He knew it was over.
Yeah, I mean, he fell off a cliff after LeBron left for sure.
And then Bosh had heart problems. That blood clot shit, that's scary, yo.
Yeah, and his career, dude.
Yeah, so I'd call LeBron.
You gotta think, D-Wade was still out there dropping 20s, yo.
I mean, D-Wade dropped 20s he gave my Sixers 25. I mean,
right,
shooting's going to shoot.
That's just a terrible team shooting. I'm talking about on a championship team, if you're dropping 20, that's different.
Yeah, but Dwayne wasn't
you're
playing no
team
defense.
On a championship team, you still can hoop. It's not like you can't go out there on a championship team and shoot 5 for 35 and drop 20. Like, you can't do that and be on a championship team. You can do that and play for the Heat and not make the playoffs.
I think they missed the playoffs by a game. We put them out. Because I was going to say, they made the playoffs.
Nah, they didn't make it. They didn't deserve to be there.
They lost to us. They lost to us the last game of the season. We put them out of the playoffs. Because if they had made it.
Dwayne didn't.
All right, so Miami was a failure. Who's the next super team after that? Golden State with Kevin Durant?
Yeah, guys.
I wouldn't call LeBron's Cleveland team a super team.
I mean, on paper you'd have to.
No.
Anytime you bring three All-Stars to a team, is that not a super team?
No.
If there's only 15 All-Stars on one side of the East, right? And you got three of them, how are you not a super team?
So who did he have? He had LeBron, Kevin Love, and who was the third?
Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie. Yeah, that was – I wouldn't call that a super team. I just don't know if Kevin Love played good enough to be considered a super team.
Kevin Love never – they took Kevin Love out of the game, but he was an All-Star when he went to Cleveland. Now, when he got to Cleveland – They completely changed his game. Like, LeBron ruined Kevin Love. Kev got a ring, but he ruined Kevin Love's game.
I don't know. I don't know if that was LeBron or if that was Tyronn Lue. But you gotta let me finish and think this out.
Tyronn Lue ain't call nothing that LeBron didn't want to do.
That's false. Let's not act like LeBron was coaching and playing all at the same time. Did he have a heavy influence? I will say absolutely. But if we act like LeBron and Tyronn Lue didn't have it out during those years when Tyronn was like, "Yo, I need you to do this," and LeBron would get upset with him, like those are documented.
And LeBron
stories.
Would say no, like. They had it out because LeBron wasn't doing what Tyronn Lue wanted him to do.
And then
LeBron ran
the team. No, he did not.
Well, yes, come on, bro.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing,
but what I'll tell you is that Tyronn Lue is never going to win a championship coaching, ever. If he don't have LeBron, or if he don't end up with, like, KD, like, he's not known for his X's and O's and his execution of an offense or defense. Like,
that's anybody except for Brad Stevens, and even he couldn't win the championship with Kyrie. There's not many X and O's people when basketball players who there's only five on the court makes so much of a huge difference. But to act like that Tyronn Lue like didn't have the respect of the locker room and the players and they didn't respect
his
coaching ability is just false.
I said LeBron.
But you acting like Tyronn Lue called a play and LeBron was like, "No, we're gonna run this play." And he was just like, "All right." Like no one would have respect for him. None of us would look at him and be like, "Yo, why are you even here?" Because that's not how.
I think that it's LeBron's team, and they had to bring somebody in that would just wrap it around what LeBron does, and that's almost being like I'm gonna just do what I need to do. Like, do I believe he had respect for players? Absolutely. Do I think he had a good? Does he have a good handle on egos? I'd say absolutely. But on the court, I believe that LeBron James was the coach. Now, Tyronn had to do a lot of background stuff, developing players, helping them fit their role. But on the court, I believe LeBron James was the coach.
So then what was Kyrie? Kyrie ran the offense for a lot of it. Like, why? Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why do you think LeBron ruined Kevin Love's game but didn't ruin Kyrie's game? Besides your Duke bias of Kyrie being great.
Because you can't – because it has nothing to do with Duke. It has everything to do with the way the game is played. Kevin Love is an inside-out player, and you can't – LeBron doesn't really play well with inside-out players. He plays well with guys that stand on the wings, catch and shoot. So Kevin Love never really got to really play his post game.
Maybe using the word blame is what's getting you.
I'm not saying it's like LeBron's fault. I'm saying that him going to that team, he was never a good fit in what Cleveland was going to do.
Okay, that's different.
Like, I honestly
think
he would have struggled.
When you say LeBron
with Jeff Kyrie.
LeBron ruined Kevin Love's game, I'm taking that as blame. So if you're saying that LeBron doesn't play well with the guys who play inside out, are you predicting he's going to ruin AD's game?
No, because I think Bron's too old to be ball dominant. Like, I personally believe he's smart enough to not fall off the cliff. I think it's his intelligence.
He said he's going to run point guard.
He always ran point guard. He brings the ball up like 80% of the time. That's just a position.
That's ball dominant.
That's just on paper. He runs the offense. He always runs the offense. Offense ain't never run through Lonzo Ball. And what's the boy named Rondo? Like, it ain't never run through them. Ran through Bron.
Yeah.
But now they don't even have a player on the court that you can honestly call a point guard. But didn't Rondo resign?
Yeah, but I think he's just gonna be coming off the bench.
Okay,
I mean, right now he's the starter, but I think because they said they're gonna move LeBron to point guard. They're gonna make AD play the four. They're gonna make whatchamacallit play the five. The kid who could jump, Shaq and a fool. What's my man name? Who got the rat tail?
I don't remember his name.
Who played for the Warriors? Damn, I can't think of his name. So he's going to play the five. Kuzma play the three, and Danny Green for the two.
Yeah,
not a bad
lineup.
They're going to play some defense. It's going to be tough, but I don't know.
Brian don't play D, though. Brian don't play D.
He's too old. That's the same way. That's what I was talking about when Dwayne Wade fell off. Like, yeah, you still dropping 20, but if you can't play D, you fell off. And that's the tough thing about Kawhi. Kawhi give you 20 and still staying in front of you all game. LeBron ain't doing that no more. When you get older, you can't stay in front of these kids no more. These kids be moving.
You got to choose offense or defense. You know? You ain't gonna be able to do both.
Yeah, like it's muscle memory. Put the ball in the cup. It's effort to stay in front of these kids. What you think about Mayweather getting crossed up?
Oh, hilarious! Huh? He should have known better. Like, there's no reason to be that close to somebody that plays in the league, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Have any handle. And it's not. I mean, Mayweather is a great boxing athlete, but I'm not gonna say that the man's like the quickest, fastest. When he got to move, like a ring is a closed in place. Like the feet are different. When you got 94 feet of room and you out there in ISO, you got back up.
So
give him the jump shot.
I always wonder, and it's something that I guess it has a lot to do with pride. But I always wonder, once you reach past the age of 25, why do you play so close defense? Like, if you're out there just playing, like, there's no reason to be up on anybody else.
No reason at all. Give him the jumper. Give him the jumper.
Yep. That's crazy, man. But the funny thing is, people will make fun of Mayweather getting crossed up. With 90% of the population, it would happen to them, too.
I feel like I'd stay on my feet, man. Personally, that's the only thing I'm like, I don't believe that I would fall. Now, I might get left and look bad, but I'll still be on my feet at the end of the play.
And that's going to be the difference, because I think you would understand, if he just goes by me, he just goes by me. But I'm not going to try and steal the ball. Like, that's the problem. When these dudes try to steal the ball and they start rocking them back and forth, and next thing you know, you're off balance and you're falling.
Yeah, if I start going back and forth with them, like, I'm going to just stop, B. I'm going to just back up and make them shoot the jumper. You know? Like, as soon as I feel a little uneasy about it, like, I'm taking the play off, you know.
And that's why I don't understand why these guys go against these professional basketball players and think their defense is going to be what stops them. Like they don't give respect to these professional athletes enough. And I get Mayweather as a professional athlete. He's a boxer. Like you said, it's different when you got 94 feet of room and you've been playing with a basketball on a string for the last 20 years. And the guy in front of you has it, like, you know when you got him. Like, you know when you got a sucker. And you knew he had a sucker on the line. As soon as the Mayweather hunched down and put his hand out for a hand check, he was like, I got this one.
Yeah.
He didn't look up.
So
if you watched the video, he didn't even pick his head up to look for anybody that was open. He knew he had Mayweather. As soon as he put his hand out, I was like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah, there was no reason to look up. No reason. He knew he's what. No reason to ever look for anybody else.
Tough, man. Tough. What else happened? So we talked about Kawhi. Man, it's good to finally talk some sports on here. You watch the women's national team? You watch any of the soccer stuff?
Yeah, I watched most of probably their last three or four games.
So you watched them against the Netherlands and in France and England.
Yep.
I will say the France thing was a little crazy because I didn't realize that home country that stadium was rocking, man. They were rocking for France. I was kind of worried about the U.S. I was like, yo, this is I don't know if we're gonna be able to win this. You couldn't hear nothing from the USA in there. Those soccer stadiums are huge. Do y'all have one out there out west?
Not a real one. Not that I've seen.
I need to need to get to one of them soccer stadiums, man. That joint looks, it looked like it was like 200,000 people in that joint.
Yeah.
I will say, what I do like about soccer is the lack of commercials. Like, so, it messed me up at work because, like, I'd be watching a soccer game and I'm like, damn, I got to take a piss. It wasn't a commercial. And there ain't really no commercials. They rocking out the whole time.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I was probably.
Except for all the fake injuries in the men's game.
Yo, they do it in the women's game too, yo. I don't know why soccer players do it, yo. It's got to be just to get a break.
That's what I always thought, like. But I think
some of it is
because they're trying to get fouls on people, you know.
You think it's to actually like try to get a yellow or red card on them and not just to take like a breather?
Yeah, because sometimes they completely flop and throw their hands up like somebody tripped them. You know, they trying to get fouled.
Because I see that they go to the replay.
It's like the NBA, you know, people be flopping all the time.
Yo, I saw the lady from the Netherlands. She felt like somebody shot her, yo, and they did the VAR replay, and the girl didn't even touch her. But the one lady, on the other hand, it was like a penalty kick, and it didn't look like she touched her at all, but you see her hit the back foot, so.
When they gave her the penalty kick?
Yeah. So, like, at first, I was like, she didn't even touch it. She ran past it. Then they showed that other angle. I was like, she got that foot. She got that back foot on the windup.
Yeah, it was flipped.
She caught her on the
windup. I don't know if she did it in person, but it was flipped.
Yeah. But I was happy for the U.S. women's national team. It's a shame that we only get these big tournaments every 4 years. Because, like, if you're telling me that the U.S. women battle once every 2 years or every year for the supremacy of the world, like, I would always watch it. I would just add that to the sports list. Same thing with the men's, if they do it back and forth. But, you know, there's so many. I don't know if I could just watch soccer. I think I'm too old to just watch, like, soccer season.
Yeah, I'm not. I want to see the best out there. I don't want to see the regular games.
Yeah.
The best are spread out against so many different teams and leagues. Like, soccer is huge. Like, there's not even just, like we got the NBA, and then there's nothing else that's even compatible. Like, you look at any other league, and there might be one player that could come to the NBA and actually contribute. In soccer, like, there's like 10 different leagues.
Yeah.
Like, and they all have some of the best players in the world on.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, which is why I never get into soccer, because I don't know where to start.
Oh, no. I've never really watched it, except for World Cup time.
Yeah, that's the only time they showing the haboobs, you know, on the hostile planet. What's up?
So did you see who's trying to come back and play?
Who? I did see that. Hold on. Don't tell me. Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah. Man said he got about 4 good years left.
Say, you know the man takes wine baths?
Wine bath?
He fills tubs up with Merlot and soaks in it.
Why?
Because he's Jewish. I don't know. I don't know, man. These kids with money just be bored, you know. You saw Willie Cauley Stein, my boy from Duke. He almost missed his chance to sign with the Warriors because he was out there fishing and they had no reception. So he had to find something to do with his time. So he decided to pick up fishing. He was out on the fishing boat, and missed a call from his agent to sign with the Warriors.
Who was this?
He's ready to be off the roster, huh?
Who?
Willie Cauley Stein, a Kentucky player. He played for Sacramento. But yeah, man, the kid Amari Stoudemire takes baths in wine. There's no way somebody's gonna pick him up.
Okay, I like
that. They got four left in it.
Four is a long time.
The last time I saw him on the court.
Ooh,
he clearly wasn't killing in Italy or wherever he was at.
Yeah, I think he was in New York.
Huh?
Yeah, I think he was in. Was that New York was the last time he played?
Yeah, but he's been playing in like Israel or. He's playing in some overseas league for the last 2 years.
Man. Good for him.
He's playing
for
the Israeli Premier League, bro.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, God bless.
He's the same age as you.
That's nuts. I couldn't imagine. I hoop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're not feeling terrible. I went running today on the treadmill. I put in 3 miles. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to get off the phone with you now and get off the show just so I can go to sleep. I'm tired.
Yeah, he live a different life, though.
Yeah,
all he do is work out, food. Yeah, it's a different life.
Yeah, it's got to be a good life. Yeah, you spend a good... Because what LeBron say? He spends $1 million a year just on his body and his health.
Yep.
That's crazy. Now, if I spend $1 million on my body, it'd be filled with nothing but Panzerottis and cheesesteaks, and I'd die.
So you're just spending $1 million on medicine, huh? To keep you alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep telling folks that I'm gonna have this lap band surgery. I think that's my way to a six pack.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody get a lap band surgery and have a six pack be.
Feel like I could be the first, yo. I feel like I'm still pretty
athletic.
Yeah, you had
that surgery to get rid of all that excess skin, yo.
I know. If I ever lose a bunch of weight, I'm scared that'll happen. But I don't have a big belly. I don't know if I would have, because I don't have a huge belly, I don't know how much excess skin I'd have, but I'd probably still have a lot. You can't be as big and not have excess skin.
Yeah,
but I don't know,
you probably be right there.
I got me losing a bunch of weight and, like, putting my, like, drawing, like, pictures on my excess skin and, like, slapping my kid with it or something. I gotta be like a real dick. Gotta be being like a real dick with excess skin, you know.
Yeah, you're wild for that.
Man. Yo, what you think about all them earthquakes that hit the West Coast?
Kind of crazy. World be going crazy, man. People, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm watching this Hostile Planet. Yo, the Earth is mean, yo. Like, yo, they had that. I still got it on tape when, because I was watching the Summer League game when that earthquake hit California and they felt it in Vegas. And, like, yeah, you just think about it, yo. That big one, no homo, it's coming. California going to break off and become Hawaii, yo.
And yeah, that'd be crazy, but.
And you'll have waterfront property, yo. You'd be like an hour from
me. Yeah.
It sounds good to you, yo. You want California to break off this waterfront property, yo.
We just want the waterfront property. As long as they safe, they good.
Oh man, that's crazy. But all right, B, we gonna close up shop.
What'd
you say?
Said you're about to take a shot.
No, I said we're going to close up shop. I'm ready to go sleep. Tired. I told you I ran 3 miles and exhausted.
Yeah, good work, bro.
Yeah, man, but give all my nephews my love. Tell my youngest nephew, I said, happy birthday, man. And then We'll get up again next week, man. We'll have some. I'm glad we got to talk some sports, man. It's rarely I get a chance to just talk some sports. Next week, we got to talk about that ice cream challenge and people licking ice cream in stores. That's why we need to bring back. We need to bring back the death penalty, you know.
Gotta bring something back, yo.
Yeah, man. Boom. We'll wrap again next week. Anything you want to say to the people?
Hey, man, y'all just be safe out there. Go Giants. We about to be back. Couple weeks. We going for our worst to first. You heard it here first.
We don't believe you.
Worst to first.
Yeah, y'all did Odell dirty. He's still out here shining. Good for Odell. Good for my favorite player there, that's all.
We signed him for a huge contract and let him go where he wanted to go. He didn't feel like he could reach his best in New York. That's what the man said.
We'll argue about this next week. All right, my G.
You just said it. All right, bro.
I'll let you.
All
right. Oh, man. Good show tonight. I know it was late getting out there to everybody, so a lot of people didn't get a chance to call in. I appreciate all those that did call in. Shout out to my man, Hov, who called in and rap. It was good to just rap about some sports, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world with Trump and earthquakes and deaths and all this stuff, and it was good to just. The women's national team, we didn't really get a chance to get in all the political stuff that went with that. It's good to just sit and rap about sports, man. So next week we'll get into more stuff, man, and power going out. Show's over. Y'all be safe.